Our Lady of the Nile. Scholastic Mukasunga. There is no better lycée than Our Lady of the Nile. Nor is there any higher. 2,500 meters, the white teachers proudly proclaim. 2,493 meters, points out Sister Lidwine, our geography teacher. We're so close to heaven, whispers Mother Superior, clasping her hands together. The school year coincides with the rainy season, so the lycée is often wrapped in clouds. Sometimes, not often, the sun peeks through and you can see as far as the big lake, that shiny blue puddle down in the valley. It's a girls' lycée. The boys stayed down in the capital. The reason for building the lycée so high up was to protect the girls, by keeping them far away from the temptations and evils of the big city. Good marriages await these young lycée ladies, you see. And they must be virgins when they wed, or at least not get pregnant beforehand. Staying a virgin is better, for marriage is a serious business. The lycée's boarders are daughters of ministers, high-ranking army officers, businessmen, and rich merchants. Their daughters' weddings are the stuff of politics, and the girls are proud of this. They know what they're worth. Gone are the days when beauty was all that mattered. Their families will receive far more than cattle or the traditional jugs of beer for their dowry. They'll get suitcases stuffed full of banknotes, or a healthy account with the Bank Belgolais in Nairobi or Brussels. Thanks to their daughters, these families will grow wealthy. The power of their clans will be strengthened, and the influence of their lineage will spread far and wide. The young ladies of Our Lady of the Nile know just how much they are worth.